give you an idea of how massive Olympus Mons is, think Arizona. It's the size of Arizona. How do scientists come up with estimates like this? Here's one way. It's called MAVEN, the Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution Craft. It launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida 10 months ago and arrived just this week in its orbit around Mars. Why did it take 10 months? Because it had to travel 442 million miles. Unlike NASA's rover missions, MAVEN won't actually land on Mars. It's on a bit of a detective mission. Scientists want to find out how Mars became the red planet. They think it might have been more like Earth at some point before it was a dried up mass of red crust. NASA is currently spending several billion dollars on various investigations of Mars. Why did it add MAVEN to the mix?
For scientists or space enthusiasts alike, Mars continues to amaze. It's no surprise the red planet is currently the subject of five active NASA missions, three in orbit and two on the surface.
And liftoff of the Atlas V with Curiosity, seeking clues to the planetary puzzle about life on Mars.
You've probably heard of Curiosity, NASA's rover studying the geology and climate on the ground. Now, NASA's sixth mission, MAVEN, is hoping to study Mars from above. And answer a 4-billion-year-old question, what made the fourth planet from the sun turn red and barren? Scientists believe that Mars may have looked a lot like Earth, with blue skies and warm temperatures.
We do believe that Mars at one point had liquid water, correct?
Absolutely. Evidence in the rocks from Curiosity is literally unassailable. And we see the record even in the frozen materials in the soils today.
Collecting new measurements of the planet's upper atmosphere will give those analyzing the data a better understanding of the climate change over the red planet's history.
We expect to learn how the modern Mars works, really in detail, to see its climate state, to understand how the atmosphere is lost to space, how Mars may have lost a magnetic field, to take that information and map it back in time.
NASA says the journey and MAVEN's $671 million price tag are worth it, especially if MAVEN can help unlock the big question, did life ever exist on Mars? Chad Myers, CNN, Atlanta.